Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hey, Mike, how are you today?
How you doing? Good, Jack. Glad to be back with you.
All right. Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on Earth. Mike, we had some great feedback from last week's show about the changes coming up due to Apple's iOS 14. And if anybody has more questions or you need some help with that, hit us up here on Facebook, in Facebook Messenger for either Social Geek Radio or Social Joey, and Mike and I can give you a call. Along with the changes that Apple is rolling out, Mike, it sounds like Facebook itself has some big changes coming with business pages.
Yeah. So at mid last week, on the 6th, Facebook announced that they are going to be overhauling Facebook pages, and the process has actually already started. So there are some really big changes getting ready to hit the network. That's going to be really important, especially in the franchise space where they're dealing with many locations, some of which are probably going to convert sooner than others. And so it's going to be a very important time for any kind of digital management teams or whoever that person is that's in charge of the Facebook page to really be on their toes here, because it's a pretty significant change that's happening.
Yeah, a lot of the changes we've seen in the past 2 years have really been cosmetic. You know, they're kind of moving things around, or, you know, going into dark mode, or, you know, a page layout change or something like that. But you're telling me that this sounds like a very significant change. What kinds of things are we aware of so far that will be different?
Yeah, so kind of the big one, and this is something that you know, we've hinted at for a while, or at least in some conversations I've had, I've been telling people to be ready for. But kind of the big explosion with this is that likes are going away, and it will now be based on followers. So the good news is, and Facebook is being very kind about the way they transition, is as long as someone currently likes and follows your page, they'll convert those people over. But if they just like your page and aren't following it, you will lose all of those people effectively. And essentially what Facebook says is, if they weren't following you, they didn't care about seeing your posts anyways, so we're going to take them away. And so that's going to people that still rely on that, how many page likes they have number. That's really going to be a shock to the system for them, and something to go ahead and start preparing, especially if your leadership and things look at that metric and things, you better go ahead and start prepping them, because that's going to be a shock to the system for sure.
Right. What just happened to our brand? Why did we lose all of these likes? Well, we're not counting likes anymore. We're counting followers. But I think this could be way bigger for a lot of small businesses too, that, you know, sometime over the past few years, you have some likes who decided to unfollow you. Maybe they were not that interested in some of your salesy promotional posts, and maybe you weren't putting anything up that was really relevant to them. So anybody who's just been sell on your business page, man, this is where it's going to come back and bite you, I think.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you're going to really see, you know, when this changeover happens, you're really going to see the effect of how strong your content strategy actually is, because it's going to deeply affect things. Because, you know, Facebook is making it easier and easier to unfollow pages and things like that by giving little shortcuts to do that right from newsfeed. You know, having a really good, not salesy content strategy is going to be more important than ever if you still hope to get any type of organic reach and things like that. So
outside of the big change with likes/followers, what other changes are we aware of so far?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that are good that I think are actually going to be very helpful. They're going to make it a little bit easier to link Instagram and Facebook for cross-posting. Mm. The downside of that is that cross-posting will not immediately be available off the pages as they're making this transition until it's fully in place. But eventually that's going to make things a little bit easier on people. Switching from your personal account to your business page is going to be a lot quicker and easier as well. Currently you have to search for your page, go to your page. It pulls up a new layout on your phone if you're on mobile. Now you'll be able to click on your little profile picture that shows up in the bottom of the app, and it'll actually let you just swap over to your business page. Yeah. And with that, they're actually rolling out a new feature to where your business page can have its own news feed as well as you having your personal news feed. So one of the things that'll be cool there is, if you remember, Jack, 5-7 years ago, one of the big things you used to do on Facebook is like interact and follow with other businesses, right? Like you'd follow them from your business page, they'd follow you from their business page. And that actually did a lot for, your message out there to people and stuff like that.
It's great for small businesses in the same community. Yeah,
exactly. And so this new Facebook news feed that is specific to businesses will only consist of businesses and celebrities and, influential people, things like that. So it's really going to be a hub for that kind of information for more of that B2B space. So that really opens up a really kind of new avenue for that B2B opportunity on Facebook that hasn't been there for some time without, some excessive ad spending and different things like that. So I actually think that's a really cool new feature that's coming out that's actually going to be pretty helpful to a lot of people, especially, you start talking about franchise development and things like that, especially some of these systems there's like a lot of HVAC franchise systems that like to go after current established HVAC companies and convert them to their brand. Right. So that could be a really, really great way to, build a good inventory list of companies and stuff and follow and see what they're doing and be able to reach them directly through some of those features and things like that. So that's a pretty cool new thing that's coming. And so I thought that was very much worth mentioning. A couple of the other highlights, just to kind of give people a little bit, you are going to, from the business page itself, lose the ability to schedule posts directly in Facebook. You actually have to do that in Creative Hub now. So if you're not familiar with Creative Hub, if you've never used that, I would start familiarizing myself with it, because that's probably where, especially if you're still using Facebook directly to schedule your content on Facebook, that's probably where you're going to be spending a lot of time if you continue to do that. So that's a big thing. And then they're also changing the way that page roles work. So instead of having admin, editor, moderator, live viewer, all those, million different roles that Facebook's added, they're having a full access and a partial access opportunity. And then from there, you can choose some different things, but it is going to change the way that you designate who can do what on the page and what a full access person versus a partial access person can do and see and things like that is changing quite a bit. So you're probably going to have some restructuring happening of admins on pages and things like that moving around. The big thing that's affected by that is insights. So partial access people aren't going to have access to insights anymore. Mm. So you're not going to be able to see stats and things like that unless you have full access. So there's some big changes like that are really going to affect down to the core level of even how you have people set up on your page that monitor, edit, change things, how you're going to have to adjust those permissions and different things like that. So that's some of the big things. There are some things like jobs and appointments and different things like that. All of that's getting shuffled around. You'll temporarily lose access to some of those things. Also, marketplace listings from businesses are going to change quite a bit. Reviews and check-ins, that's going to look quite a bit different. So there's quite a bit that's going to shift around and change and different things like that that are not going to be available at least initially or maybe permanently. So there's some things that people are really going to watch, especially, you know, when you start talking about reviews and check-ins.
Yeah,
that's a pretty significant piece of what a lot of marketing teams and stuff watch.
And yeah, so, and very important for small businesses and franchisees as well.
Yeah, yeah.
What can we do to get ready for all of this? Is there anything that that business owners should prepare for? And do we have any idea on when this is going to roll out to most people?
Yeah, so a couple things. So Facebook has actually done a really good job of putting some initial information out on their website. So if you go to the Facebook Business Help Center and just search new page experience, it's going to give you several articles about what to expect, what's coming, what's changing, what you can do, what you can't do, and how to switch over if you want to be an early adopter and go ahead and you know, take the plunge, how to do that, as well as if you've taken the plunge or Facebook's converted you over and you want to go back to the old system as long as possible, it actually can give you tips on how to swap back and what you would lose in doing that. One other thing I forgot to mention is tagging. So until the transition is complete, tagging other pages. So if you're on a new page, can't tag old pages. If you're on an old page, you can't tag new pages. And so there's going to be some disconnect as that happens too. So there's some weird little, I don't know that bugs is the right word, but little things like that, that are probably going to affect the way that strategies get executed, that are really going to change as it continues to roll out. As far as timeline, so it's already started. So there are some brands, people, celebrities, things like that, that have already been converted. And that's going to continue on throughout this year. As far as a definitive timeline, when Facebook is going to force the changeover, they haven't actually laid that out yet. But if it's anything like the rest of their changes, you would expect over a 6 to 12 month period. And by the end of 12 months, you typically have maybe one or two stragglers, but pretty much everybody else has been forced. I don't know if that's the right word, but converted,
right, converted
and not given an option to go back. So, that's typically what I would expect is by end of year for sure. But most likely for most people, it's going to happen much sooner than that.
Excellent. And when your page gets moved over and you have any, questions or you're struggling with anything, if there's anything that the team at Social Joey can do to help, please let us know. You can reach our team at socialjoey.com. And also a quick note that Social Joey and Social Geek Radio are proud supporters of the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at VetFran.com.